We are now going to connect to our friend, our HARP friend, Carolyn Dunnigan from Canada.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn.
Yes.
Hi, this is Kathleen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear you loud and clearly.
Yeah.
And you're on our broadcast now. And David invited you to be on our broadcast so you would tell us all a bit about your life. So if you would begin, I will mute. So please begin by telling us your name and how old you are, and then some interesting things about your life.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a coughed up in my mouth now because my voice is kind of husky this morning. However, this is called my convent days. I remember very well the day that my family broke up. That was quite a day. I was about 5 or 6 years old at that time. And the life that I had known was gone forever. My parents were both arguing now over the position of us children until one day a judge decided that my father would have possession of the two oldest children and my mother would have possession of the two youngest. I was one of the... Dad, however, didn't know what to do with us children to start with. And I found out later that he had been looking for a boarding school for us. And so there was nothing much happening except loneliness for a period of time. But now I understood that he had found a home. It was up in northern Alberta and called The Mission, which was a full immersion French language school. And this was going to be my new home and my new future. And I was not too happy about that. But from this little Catholic mission, my spiritual teachings began. And my heart could not get enough of these beautiful stories and teachings that made me feel so good inside. So I did learn a lot up there. I learned what it was like to be in a convent with nuns and teachers and attending chapel every morning. I loved chapel. A lot happened there because I and someone from heaven used to talk sometimes. And I thought he was St. Joseph, and I still do. So, however, as something had been bothering me for quite some time, and so one day I decided to confide in St. Joseph. So one morning in chapel, I said to St. Joseph, "St. Joseph, the girlfriends that I have here in the convent, they told me that it is really true that when convent girls graduate and leave the convent, they then go wild. So, St. Joseph, I want you to promise me that when I graduate and leave the convent and then go wild, that you will come and rescue me and bring me back to God." Well, as it happened, I never did graduate from the mission. However, my father was so delighted over the fact that now I spoke perfect French, our native language, that I left a happy girl ready to start my next adventure. And that's it.
So right now you're 94 years old, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I forgot to tell my age.
And yes. How old were you when this experience happened? And did other people hear St. Joseph, or was it just you?
Oh, other people didn't know that I had that confidential experience with a master. You see, this was something that happened inside of me, you know. It was when I was in chapel. I never saw his face really clear, but his presence was very clear.
And so you were a teenager at that time, or elementary girl?
Oh, no, I was about 5 or 6. Well, I was about 6, I guess. I was very small. And I don't know how long I was there. I just remember the time I left.
And then after you left and you did other things, did you get married and have children your own? Do you have grandchildren now?
Oh, yes. I got married when I was 20, and I have a lot of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I have 13 grandchildren, and they all are very good at bringing forth their own families.
Wonderful. And Carolyn, can you tell us a little bit about your time here in the Heart Center and what the Heart Center has done for you or meant to you? And because we're so glad you're here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I learned a lot. I was, you know, along the Catholic, strict Catholic teachings that I was having at that time. And I was very much enlightened when I started going with the mother. And then it continued. However, what happened was, for some reason, all of my, like my TV and that, they got really bad bugs in them, for years I would try to get that fixed, and that never worked. It still doesn't work. And so it's, I've had to, you know, not, use these instruments. I have to read the books, and that's what I do now. And I'm delighted with the 2 new books, one from St. Germain and one from El Moria. They have a lot to say.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Is there any one particular thing you'd like to say you've learned from these books before we go?
Well, I've learned, you see, the longer I read these books, the more you realize that the answer is just there over the hill. You just it's already there. It's just a matter of getting yourself over the hill, and that we're actually our God, and we can do those things. But we have been thinking of ourselves as somebody that needs to have some special something to reach that goal of being God. That is a tough one, but sometimes I'm closer to it than others. Yeah, we are all God.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for your wisdom, and thank you for sharing with us a bit about your life. We appreciate hearing you, hearing about you, and we feel so much closer to you. You're way up there in Canada, and here we are in California, and we're so grateful to be connected with all of our heart friends around the world. So thank you again, Carolyn. Thank you for being with us, and we hope we get to talk with you again.
Okay, that was nice for me, too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.